This morning's Radio Rookie story is from 14-year-old David Seeley. David wants to be a superstar with platinum CDs, his own clothing line, and the means to do whatever he wants.
I could just lay down and listen to music every day. When I go to sleep, I could dream myself being a great music star, walking on the red road with everybody taking pictures and cameras and everything like that. And a lot of people want to ask me questions. I could picture that myself.
I love music because I grew up with it. This song, Dance Machine, my grandfather used to play all the time in his house. I used to run around dancing in the living room. Ever since then, I wanted to be a star like Michael Jackson, or better. And I want to start young like he did. I already have a producer. I met him in the park when I was walking my dog, Shamrock. He was jogging. He saw me writing rhymes in my notebook. In a few weeks, I went to his studio. The first thing we worked on was a song called They Say the Girls Are Hot, Hot, Hot in New York. Last year, I even got to perform as Michael Jackson at the kids' amateur night at the Apollo. After that night at the Apollo, my producer didn't call me for a while, but I called him to interview him for the story. He said I could come meet him at the studio.
You're supposed to start it from the beginning.
My mama raised me, mama's baby, papa's maybe. A young man brought up in the ghetto.
He was working with about 6 kids on a song called Mama Always Told Me.
What's up, Chris? Chilling? I would like to ask you a few questions, Chris. How much kids do you think can make it in a year?
How many kids can make it in a year? Any talented person with the right backing could make it.
What do you think about me trying?
As long as you are committed and you are willing to be disciplined and work at your talent and stay around the right people, you can make it.
The kids he worked with, they all want to be something that makes them a lot of money when they grow up.
Koya Fluke, I'm 13. I want to be a rapper or a basketball player when I grow up.
I want to be a singer. Baseball, basketball, football player. And I want to go to early retirement.
So you just joined the group?
Like 2 days ago.
I felt a little jealous. Oh. It was all these other kids instead of my friends and me, the original kids in the group.
I already was in the group, but right now I'm just chilling.
So when we go get together again, man? When we gonna get together again?
When are we gonna get together?
I'm asking you, because you don't got no plans for us no more.
Right here, I'm interviewing Chris Reed.
This Chris is my best friend.
Right now, I would like to ask you, Chris, a few questions. What do you think about young children doing something in positive in music or anything?
I think it's good. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's
I turn the machine off because Chris is about to say something that I do not want to hear. That people cannot do this and cannot do that. My mother, she's always arguing with me, saying that I pay too much attention to music.
How long do you think a singing career can last you? There's a lot of one-hit wonders out there. What you got to fall back on? I'm not feeling your music right now. What I'm feeling is your report card.
I know some of what she says is true. God needs something to fall back on. I do horribly in school. My mother thinks I should be an artist.
I would like to see you get into schools that will help you to cultivate more on your gift of art and drawing, because you can be a graphic designer. You can be in computer graphics. You can do an architecture.
Right now, I want to tell you a story that happened yesterday. Yesterday, my mother was telling me I have the talent of art, so she was like kind of upset with me and stuff like that, because a paper came and said that I didn't get accepted to the right school that I wanted to go to. So then after that, she started screaming at me and stuff.
The other day, I was walking along Burnside Avenue, thinking about the things I used to do.
We used to do real bad stuff, like
I used to be hanging out with people that did drugs, stuff, and I got in a lot of trouble, you know.
I was under the train tracks in front of a dirty store, and suddenly this beautiful music came on.
Yeah, that's a good music, I think.
That if I don't have nothing for back, or I'll be like a dumb rapper that loses his money and be bankrupt and all of that stuff. I'll pray that I don't be like that because I don't want to, but I still want to work in music.
My dad says it's cool if I want to be a rap star, but he says if I want to communicate, I have to get an education.
Even the best of sports today, they always say you have to have a college degree or something like that.
My dad was watching basketball at his house when I got there.
Successful people without education, always something go wrong somewhere along the line. Why?
Because like my mother said, you could just look at a contract. If you read it, you understand what they're saying. And if you don't read it and you just sign, then out of nowhere, it could be a contract that you don't ever get paid. You just do music and don't get paid.
Dancing.
Right now, it's year 2001, and I hope when I get rich and everything famous, I could just look back on the radio and like hear this tape, and maybe this tape will like worth money, you know, millions and millions of dollars.
In my dream, my family live in a big house. I go to award shows all the time in my limo and get trophies. I got lots of kids looking up to me, and I wear the best clothes, but I also have a good education. Because if I don't, I might sign a bad deal. For WNYC, I'm rookie star reporter David Seeley.